It's the Citroen All-Star Celebrity Wheelchair Game, and that's tomorrow at 6:30 at the New Hartford High School. And one of our participants is joining us right now, world champion luger Aaron Hamlin. Aaron, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. You gotta hate this. You gotta hate spring.
I actually love spring.
Really? Because you're a winter athletics person. I would figure you just would like winter all year round.
No, not at all. It's definitely nice to have a break. It's, you know, spring's always the time I get to kind of come home and relax a little bit. So.
And you're from Remsen too.
Yes.
And what a beautiful up there in the summer, spring. You gotta love it.
Yeah, I'm a fan of warm weather, so we get enough of the cold in the winter. Yeah. So by the end of it, I'm ready for spring and summer.
So what's new? What's new in the Aaron Hamlin world?
Oh, not a whole lot. You know, finished the season, and now it's kind of a little bit of a downtime. I just started training again, but I'll be at home for a little while training, and then headed to Lake Placid in June.
So you train pretty much all year long?
Yeah, basically. It's a lot lower key right now and not as intense workouts, but yeah, we have to. I mean, I personally like to just stay active all the time. It's just easier.
I got to tell you, you're one of the bravest people I know because I would not get on that luge track and go down that. I couldn't do it, especially last year at the Olympics. Talk about the track last year. Everybody was really, because you're an Olympic athlete, and not many people get to say that. And I'm actually excited to be able to say that. I have an Olympic athlete right here in the B95.5 studios. How was the track? It looked scary.
I wouldn't say scary. It's definitely a lot of fun. It's fast. It's a challenge. It suited me fairly well, so I had a lot of fun on it. And yeah, there's definitely a lot of hype about it. But it's one of those things where it's difficult. So when you do get down, it's that much more satisfying because you have a good run and you're like, wow, that I accomplished something, you know. But it's really fun. I like to go fast. It is fast. I go right around 90 miles an hour from ladies' start. Yeah.
I don't even like to drive around 90 miles per hour. I don't even like to be a plane that's traveling 90. I would just like close my eyes and scream the whole way down.
But once we get to that point, you know, we've been doing it for so long, and it's just something. I know it sounds weird to be used to going that fast, but you do get used to it, and you know, it almost like you slow it down in your mind, so it doesn't
like the Matrix.
Maybe not that extreme. I don't have that kind of skills, but
not yet, at least. Now, tell everybody how you got your start in the lugeing sport.
I did a slider search in Syracuse, New York, just like the one they do here in Utica every summer now, and I kind of just got pulled into the program that way. No idea what I was really getting myself into, but glad I did it, and never thought it would get me where I am now. But once I tried out, they bring athletes like up to Lake Placid to train and to kind of get an introduction to the sport, and then anyone who shows potential, they pull onto the development team and take it from there, I guess.
And you're pretty much the Tiger Woods now of American. Well, not that bad. Not the bad Tiger Woods. But you know, it's you're like the number one loser in America for women.
Yes.
That's gotta be pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's nice, and it's an accomplishment that even in a sport that's not as widespread as golf or as basketball or football, it's still something that, you know, I've achieved, and it feels really nice.
Well, it's maybe not as big as football and golf around the country, but around here, it's a big deal. You really brought it to upstate New York, and everybody, I know when you were racing in the Olympics, everything stopped, and it was like, oh, Aaron's on, you gotta watch, and you see her, and then you see your brother, and then like dressed up, like, yeah! It's a lot of local pride that goes with you.
Oh, absolutely. And I hear it all. I get all the info. Like, my mom and family keep me updated all the time, and my brother. And it's great to see everyone get into it and to be able to get people excited about the Olympics. You know, it's something that I think, you know, in this day and age, you know, people are so hyped up on pro sports and everything like that. And the Olympics, just the whole idea of the Olympics is an awesome thing. And to promote that is great.
And the Olympics will never be locked out like the NFL.
Hopefully not,
because that's killing me. Every day I wake up, I see more news that the NFL is getting locked out. Do you get people coming up to you on the street or anything like that for autographs? I know you were in New York recently. Do you get recognized out there?
Not like in New York, no. It's such a big city.
That's nice, though, isn't it?
It is kind of just to be, you know.
I get recognized all the way. All around town, I get recognized all the time. And it's not good. It's not like they want to take my picture or say, hey, good job. It's usually something pretty mean they have to say. Like, hey, there's
really
potholes. Why don't you fix my potholes in front of my street? Like I have a pothole machine that I could do something with.
Yeah, definitely around home, people either say something right away or they, like, ask after a little while. Yeah. But it's great because everyone from home is so supportive, and it's been a lot of fun to, you know, kind of include everybody in what my adventures, I guess.
And you won a world championship. You were a world champion. That had to have been feel pretty special.
Yeah, that was amazing. It was something that I thought, okay, maybe someday I could think, okay, I want to do that. I want to win worlds.
Yeah.
But when they announced it was going to be in Lake Placid, it was kind of a really awesome opportunity. And even then, I was kind of like, okay, I want to do really well. It's my home track.
Right.
I know I can go fast, but I was thinking a medal. You know, I wasn't thinking I was going to win.
When you figured out that you won, you get down at the end of your run and you look at the clock and you look at the scoreboard. What went through your mind at that exact moment?
I think at first I was like, oh my gosh, thank goodness that's over, because I was trying to ignore all the pressure that was being put on me and just pretend it wasn't there. Finally when it was over, it's like, okay, like I can breathe.
Yeah.
But then it was like, I actually did it. Like it was one of those things that there was so much build up and there was so much attention put on it. And I was just really excited that I actually like did it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome too.
And you know, like you said, on your home track, that's like a storybook right there.
Yeah.
So are we going to see Erin Hamlin, the movie, coming up?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Angelina Jolie maybe playing you? That's who I would cast, at least. That's just me. And you're in town. You got the Citroen game on Thursday. This you've done this a couple of years now.
Yeah, this is the third or fourth time. Fourth, I think.
Yeah, I think I've seen you in there for it, because I go every year. I love it. It's such a great event. And why are you getting involved in the game?
I think that the program that they have over there and what they do is an awesome thing, you know, using sports and just the idea of it all. And it's a fun event, you know, it's a fundraiser, and it brings, you know, notice to this company or the organization and what they do, and that's awesome. But to be able to do that and have fun, and it's pretty entertaining.
It is pretty entertaining. I can't wait. We got Matt Hamill coming in tomorrow.
He usually makes it a good time.
Yeah, well, were you that? You were there when he, him and Jimmy Joseph
wrestled on the floor.
Well, it turned into a wrestling match. It was a one-on-one competition.
Yeah.
There's a lot of smack talking going on between the two, and Jimmy Joseph. Everybody knows he's like the Michael Jordan of wheelchair. Olympics, lugeing, celebrity wheelchairing, Boilermaker. Everybody knows who Jimmy is because he's always out there. He's always speaking at schools. And he threw down a challenge to Matt Hamill. They wanted to go one-on-one at halftime, and it turned into a wrestling match. Mm-hmm. It was probably the coolest thing I've ever seen. Like, Matt physically picked Jimmy because Jimmy wasn't giving that ball up.
No.
He wasn't giving the ball up. Matt got him out of the chair, and then Jimmy flipped his chair over. It was awesome. All right, you planning on anything like that?
I plan to keep it a little lower key.
You and
that,
Rick Jackson maybe going at it?
I don't know about that.
I think you could take Rick Jackson.
I don't think I have much career in wrestling or one-on-one basketball. So
now, what else is coming up for you?
Not a ton right now. Just kind of getting a little break from the crazy athlete world and, you know, laying low for a little bit. And then the end of May, beginning of June, I'll be right back into, like, crazy workouts and constant training.
Now, lugeing is getting a lot of recognition in the States now. How is it overseas? Like, if you go to, like, a Denmark or Switzerland or something like that, they go pretty nuts for this.
Yeah, Germany is, like, the big one.
Yeah.
We go to races, and, I mean, when we had Worlds in Lake Placid, we had, you know, a good turnout for races in the United States, but you would have two or three times that at just a normal World Cup in Germany, and it's just the sport that's developed there. It's such a different world. You know, they have club sport. They have club teams all over. They have two or three different programs at every track. So when there's just a lot more competition, a lot more opportunity for racing and everything. So it just gets a lot more attention. And so they have, you know, a couple thousand people at a World Cup, and we get maybe 100.
Well, I think it's getting a lot of recognition. I think it's picking up steam.
I think so too, just in general. I know, thinking of when I first started the sport, I would tell people what I did, and I would have to go into the whole, well, do you know what bobsled is, which we hate to do.
Yeah, yeah.
We hate to have to bring them into it. Yeah.
Because you're on a wide open sled, and they're in this little, you know, enclosed thing, and they got like three or four people there. It's just you.
Yeah, so it's nice to tell people what I do and them know exactly what I'm talking about, which is, that happens, you know, 10 times more than it did when I first started.
That's so awesome.
Just between that and I know, like, access to actually going to races, you know, first we have to have races in the United States, which we don't get all the time, which it's a whole nother story.
That's a whole nother story. Yeah. We'll get into that. I just don't want to talk about that right now. We'll get into that.
And there's only two tracks in the United States, one in Park City, Utah, Salt Lake, and in Lake Placid. So you can kind of get why we don't have, like, hordes of crowds coming to our races. Right. They're kind of a little bit out of the way.
Park City's quite the place, though, isn't
it? It's a fantastic place.
It's like a winter wonderland for extreme sports, winter sports, you name it, and they got it out there. It looks like a pretty sweet place to go.
It is an awesome place to go.
And that was like, and that's one of your offices, technically.
Yeah, we have a, basically our association is split between Park City and Lake Placid, so.
Is there a big rivalry between the two parks?
Not really, because it's all one. It's not like they have their own.
You Park
like,
City guys,
team.
You don't know what to do over at Lake Placid, where it's at. That's why I'd be yelling.
Yeah, except we really love going to Park City, so we can't trash talk them too much.
I got that. Excellent. So I'm really looking forward to the game this week. It's Thursday at 6:30. Doors open at 6. Get a good seat because they fill up fast, and it's at the New Hartford High School right over on Oxford Road. So I want to thank you for coming in, Aaron, and best of luck. And I had the opportunity, the pleasure, to meet your grandfather, Les Porter, and proudest guy in the world.
I didn't know.
And we were sitting in his living room, and I see pictures of you all over. I'm like, what is this guy? Number one Aaron Hamlin fan? And I go, oh, yeah, Aaron Hamlin. He goes, oh, yeah, it's my granddaughter. And he went on for a half an hour.
Oh, yeah.
And he was so proud. And it was great to see. You got to love grandparents.
Yeah, they're awesome. And he actually took his first trip on a luge sled this fall.
Did he really?
Or this spring, yeah. And our start ramp in Lake Placid, yeah.
Get
it was
out of
pretty
here.
Entertaining.
Yeah, I bet it would be.
Oh, yeah.
He's got more guts than I do. Yeah, that's for sure.
I can kind of call out my parents in this situation. My dad has gone, but my mom still has yet to go down. So.
I see. Well, we got to fix that, huh?
I know. She's probably listening right now, so she's going to give
get
me
on the
time.
Sled. Mom, come on. Stop being a baby. That's I didn't say that. That was Aaron. Direct quote from Aaron. So, Aaron, thanks so much for coming in. I'm really looking forward to everything you got coming up. And you really are the pride of Central New York.
Well, thank you very much.